Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Hey, Fun Size listeners, Sherry here, and I have some news. So Fun Size as a podcast is going away, kind of, sort of. It's actually going to be available to you complete with video on YouTube. And our YouTube handle is at Bob and Sherry, or you can go to youtube.com/@BOBANDSHERI. So I hope that you'll join us on YouTube. All of our podcasts are there, but we especially hope that you'll join us for all the cool, fun stuff that Doc does. And thank you for being a Fun Size listener. You're the reason we made it, and you're the reason we're migrating it to YouTube. Once again, our handle is at Bob and Sherry, or youtube.com/@Bob and Sherry.
Everyone's out to have fun and to help others have fun.
Fun Size.
Fun Size.
Fun Size.
Bam. I call it fun.
Hello there. This is Bob and Sherry Fun Size. My name is Max. And in this episode, we're going to talk about a cannibal named Bob. Not Bob Lacey. Another guy who's a cannibal named Bob. And in this episode, well, it's cannibalism. And Sherry's making Bob feel awfully uncomfortable. And, well, you know, hilarity ensues when that happens.
So before I say a word, I want to ask, Do you think it's too early in the day for true crime time? Because the story that I want to tell you, it's not gory. I mean, the guy is a cannibal, but that's not what this is mostly about. Oh. What do you think?
Oh.
the guy is a cannibal, but that's not his main thing.
That's not what we're going to be really focusing on.
He's got something else going on, too. I have to tell you, if I am a cannibal, that's my main thing. Anything else going on in my life is like minor to eating people.
But you know, that's because you're a sophisticated media professional and you recognize the importance of branding. Okay. Like, if you're going to be a cannibal.
So what did they get you for? Well, they got me for, I have this thing where I steal from relatives. Anything else? Well, I'm a cannibal too. Oh.
I mean, Sherry, I think we should go with it.
All right, I promise you this is not going to be a description of him eating people.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for that. Go ahead.
I can't wait to hear what else he does.
This is the story of Robert Maudsley. His nickname is Hannibal the Cannibal. He's been in jail since he was 21 years old. He murdered a convicted child molester. Okay. So there is a part of me that I'm over here going like, thank you for your service. But he is a cannibal. So, you know, he's not all good. He has been.
Wouldn't that be awful to be the cellmate of the guy who's a cannibal?
The cannibal. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's bad enough being in jail and having that little thin mattress, you know, and the screws waking you up all night long. But then you got, you know, Hannibal the Cannibal right above you. Ooh.
Or worse, below you. It would almost be worse to have him below you. He's been in jail since he was 21. He turned 70 last month. That's not his only crime, by the way. He's a cannibal. He did kill a convicted child molester, but then he killed some other people and ate them. Okay. So he's a bad dude. He just set the world record for solitary confinement. He lives in a specially built cell at Wakefield Prison. It's 18 feet by 15 feet. He has a concrete slab for a bed. He's considered so dangerous that they don't allow him to associate with other prisoners. They don't allow him to associate with prison guards. He spends every minute of every day alone in a glass box deep in the bowels of the prison. He will never be free. He lives in a tiny glass box, bulletproof. It's bulletproof. A table and chair made of compressed cardboard.
It's like Silence of the Lambs.
That's why they call him Hannibal the Cannibal. His toilet is and sink are bolted to the floor. There's a steel door that opens into a cage. The cage is encased in shatterproof perspex. he is passed food into that cage. And they say that he not only is incarcerated like Hannibal the Cannibal, but that he actually looks like Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs.
Really? Wow.
So he's the longest serving prisoner in the UK.
Yeah.
Inside prison, this guy murdered three other prisoners since he's been locked up.
Wow.
He is
That's
really...
He's all by himself.
He's really, really awful.
Yeah.
Now, what he did, I could give you some details about what he did in that first crime, but it's graphic. And he had a real thing. He had a bad childhood, and he has a real thing for people who offend against children. So he got the first guy, and then in 1977, he got another guy, and
Are they always bad people that he kills?
They're people convicted for offending against children.
Oh, that's all he kills.
Mm-hmm. In the second case, he and another prisoner barricaded themselves in a cell with a convicted child molester named David Francis. They tortured him for 9 hours. When guards finally managed to get in, bye-bye to David. They moved him to that maximum security prison. But a year later, he got a wife killer named Salmi Darwood. And then he attacked a guy named Bill Roberts, who was in jail for SA on a 7-year-old child. He made a dagger and he hacked that guy to death with a dagger. And then he walked up to a prison guard and said, this is very British, just thought you might want to know there'll be two less for dinner tonight.
That's very Hannibal Lecter, isn't it?
That yeah. certainly is.
So now he's in this special glass cell in the very, very lowest basement of Wakefield Prison. He said it's like being buried alive. He wrote to newspapers demanding better treatment. In 2000, he went to court and said, can you just execute me? And they were like, no, go back into your cell. Then he wrote a letter. And he said, can I have a pet bird? I promise I won't eat it. Folks, you have a reputation.
So strange.
Wow. Yeah, when you have to say that
is this,
you won't eat
is
it.
Is this actually too much to be a movie? Oh, good choice of a song. This is one he doesn't want to play.
Now, other prisoners at Wakefield said the way they've treated him is totally dehumanizing. They've held him in an underground cage for more than 40 years.
Yeah.
What Bob did in terms of murdering sex offenders is obviously wrong, but what the system's done to Bob is psychological torture. What do we do with an individual like this who is so clearly, completely unsafe to be around other people? Right. I don't know that a glass box in the basement for 40 years is the answer either.
I know. There are some things I guess society just does not have an answer for. And this guy, Bob, may be one of them.
He's one of them. You know what, Bob? He's a very bad Bob, and there aren't many of those.
Bad. No, that's right. That's what jumped out at me. There's very few of us.
Most Bobs are good.
Like this. Yeah.
Most Bobs are good. I mean, I've got a Bob here that's so picky about what he eats. There's no way he's going to eat you.
We've got a Bob and Sherry who have to break.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to Bob and Sherry Fun Size. If you like it, please share it with your friends and with all of our podcasts. Subscribe, rate, and review, including True Weird Stuff. Sherry and I work on this podcast. We work very hard on it, and we hope you like it. You get it wherever you get podcasts or the free Bob and Sherry app, or you can listen to it through our website as well. That's bobandsherry.com, BOBANDSHERI.com.